So, establishing yourself in a sitting posture, either in a chair or on a meditation cushion, and bringing a sense of wakefulness and dignity to your posture, so that your back is relatively straight, allowing your head and neck to be balanced on your shoulders, and letting the chest be open and the belly soft. Allowing your hands to rest comfortably on your thighs, palms down. Or if you are already used to holding them in a certain position while meditating, that is fine also. And letting your pelvis provide a stable base to support your upper body. Noticing the sensations of contact with the cushion or the chair. So in other words, as best you can, sitting with the qualities of a mountain, fully present in the body, stable, grounded, and with an element of uplift to the posture itself. And letting the eyes close if you haven't done so already. And then when it feels right, becoming aware of the fact that you are breathing. Just letting the breath flow naturally as best you can. And just noticing its movements into and out of the body. Noticing the in-breath. And noticing the out-breath. Bringing your attention to the belly as it expands with the in-breath and deflates with the out-breath, or to the passage of air in and out of the nostrils. Finding a place that the breath sensations are accessible and vivid for you, and then staying with that spot for the duration of the sitting practice. Noticing the way in which the breath can be wave-like, moving in and out of the body, and riding the waves of the breath in this way. The rise and the fall of the belly, or the in and out flow at the nostrils. Just bringing your full attention to the rhythmic waves of the breath. In and out. Seeing is it possible to notice the first faint whispers of the in-breath and the first faint whispers of the out-breath. The spaces in between the breaths. Attending to this life-sustaining process that goes on all the time without any conscious effort on your part. So just noticing the natural flow of the breath. Not directing it in any way, but just watching or sensing the breath as it enters the body, and watching or sensing the breath as it exits the body. Breathing in, aware of breathing in. Breathing out, aware of breathing out. And then, as you may have already noticed, the natural wandering habits of the mind can quickly come forward, carrying your attention off down some stream of thought or into some memory of the past or fantasy about the future. Or perhaps what comes forward are judgments and doubts or criticisms about yourself or even this practice. Whatever arises, seeing if it is possible to just notice what is there, and then gently bringing your attention back to the movement of the breath. So that each time your mind wanders, as it will, time and time again, just noticing what is on your mind in that moment, and then gently letting go of whatever it is, not pushing it away, but just recognizing it and letting it be, as you move your attention back into your body, into the flow of the breath. And sometimes it's helpful to make a light mental note, such as thinking, or planning, or worrying. And without being harsh or critical or judging of ourselves, we simply recognize what is arising for what it is and let it be. Seeing if you can inwardly cultivate a sense of spaciousness and affection that can allow for the wandering habits of the mind, and an appreciation for the fact that you are now once again awake and present with the in and out flow of your breath. So attending in this way to the movement of the breath, moving in and moving out. Perhaps as a doorman attends to the coming and going of people at a busy hotel lobby. So attending to the breath as it enters the body, and attending to the breath as it exits the body. Escorting the breath in and out in this way. Noticing and smiling to the in-breath. And noticing and smiling to the out-breath. And cultivating this deep intimacy with your own being, grounded in this awareness that is more spacious and wiser than everyday thinking, and usually a great deal kinder. So letting each in-breath be a new beginning, and each out-breath, a complete letting go. Noticing the quality of your awareness in this moment. Sitting here, now, mountain-like, fully awake, with a gentle touch, resting in awareness. Not forcing anything, but as best you can, being fully in touch with the breath as it moves into and out of the body. Escorting the breath in with your attention, and escorting the breath out with your attention. And in a moment, you'll hear the sound of a bell to signal the end of this segment of the sitting meditation practice. If you are choosing to extend your practice today to include one or both of the following tracks, then just continue right through the bell with a seamless continuity of moment-to-moment awareness. Or otherwise, you can use the sound of the bell to mindfully bring this period of formal practice to a close. Bringing all your attention to the movement of the breath, being available for and escorting the breath on the way in, and being present as you escort the breath on its way out of the body. And coming back each time the mind wanders. Bringing your full attention to this body, bringing your full attention to this breath. Bringing your full attention to this moment.